I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Ellen Sabin, President of Watering Can Press and author of the new book, The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids. The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids inspires children to develop valuable habits that will help them thrive in the digital world. It's an empowering and informative book that engages children ages 6 through 12 in developing smart cyber habits. To learn more, visit wateringcanpress.com. Ellen, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
So, Ellen, to start off, I'd like to begin by hearing you tell us a little about Watering Can Press, as well as what inspired you to author the Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids.
Terrific. Great. Thank you. Well, I'm very happy to be here. Watering Can Press is a publisher of children's books that specifically tackle topics that build character for children, families, and organizations. Our books are experiential learning books, meaning that they provide interactive experiences that specifically are designed to help kids grow into their roles as healthy, kind, confident, safe, and caring world citizens. So that's our mission. And the Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids fits into it perfectly, insofar as the topic, raising cyber smart children and spreading smart cyber habits through families, aligns with our mission of tackling topics important to communities and families. But it also aligns in that often our topics are difficult, challenging, righteous, preachy kind of topics that are hard to bring into family conversations or organizational conversations. And through the interactive nature of our books, we try and hopefully succeed in making them inspiring and exciting. So one of the things that really drew me to this topic was it is often kind of presented as rules and difficult and preachy. And in our methodology, we try to turn that around and get kids to embrace and own and find their power. So I thought it was something that we could tackle with some fun and excitement.
Very cool. And I have a copy of the book, and I really enjoy the activities for the, you know, kind of the experiential learning you were just talking about. I really enjoy those for kids, and I can see how it kind of takes them through, you know, start to finish, where they can really, like you said, own learning about this themselves. So at a high level, what are some of the takeaways from the book?
Well, as you saw, and thank you, I appreciate that you liked it.
Yeah.
As you saw, sort of the journey of the chapters, the main chapters are cyber cool,
yep.
Kind of the message of, you know, wow, what are the great ways that you're going to be online? Because let's face it, kids are online at a young age just so much these days. Mm. But what are the great things in your life that the cyber world brings you? Let's celebrate those and honor them. The next chapter is cyber careful, with some main messages about things like who's in the cyber world and what's privacy and what's discretion and, you know, what are some smart decisions that'll help you keep your information safe or your devices working properly and that kind of stuff. There's another chapter on cyberkind, sort of the large message of cyberbullying and cyberkindness and thoughtfulness, and then cyberconnected. And that's sort of the structure of the book. But on a higher level, really the main points that I think the book addresses are, you know, number one, helping kids embrace their power to make smart online decisions. Encouraging them to ask questions and seek advice as they explore and navigate the online world. Really key is exercising their critical thinking skills, you know, something that wouldn't just apply to this topic, but other topics in their lives. Guiding them to choose thoughtful behavior and promoting their ability to be mindful of risks and dangers, you know, in specific relating to technology, but in general, again, helping them create and think through and helping their parents guide them through talking about critical thinking skills.
Great. And I feel like you kind of touched upon this, but if there was anything else, I'd like to hear what your, you know, kind of your goals were for the book.
Well, ultimately, obviously, I hope that it really is used as for children to gain knowledge and get into the practice of asking questions and becoming thoughtful, safe cyber citizens in the world. Along the way, all of our books, including this one, you know, one of the second goals is parents don't know, you know, even smart parents and educated parents and thoughtful parents aren't necessarily adept at bringing this topic into their homes without, you know, eye rolling and, you know, all that other kind of stuff that topics can bring in. So this, you know, another really big goal in the book is to provide a tool for adults. You know, our books are often just really good journeys that open up multi-generational conversations in a home. You know, and another sort of goal that isn't front row center, but obviously the more children think and embrace and develop their critical thinking skills and other skills, the more potentially they're going to also look at cybersecurity as a potential, or anything in technology as a potential future that they're comfortable with. So as cyber experts and corporations look to the, you know, future of their workforce, I also think and hope that this sets a trajectory of being excited and comfortable with this topic. So there's a bunch of different sort of secondary goals that I had in writing it, and all combined, my biggest goal is I certainly hope that it helps children sort of find their power to develop habits that will serve them, and helps adults, whether they be parents, organizations, or corporations, really have a tool that can set them on the path to do that.
Awesome. And so what has the reception been so far for the book? I mean, I'd imagine it's positive, since parents or children are working from home, whether for, you know, their employers or school districts, what have you.
You know, it's been thrilling for me. The feedback's been terrific.
Oh, great.
A lot of where the traction really started, which wasn't what I originally expected, but I love surprises with my books. But chief information and security officers and cybersecurity executives were the first to really in bulk raise their hands and say, oh my God, this is really important. Mm. And frankly, I found that field just populated with people who, you know, frankly, aren't doing cybersecurity as a job, but doing it as a mission. They're walking the walk, talking the talk, and beyond their jobs, they care about spreading cybersecurity through communities and networks. So in terms of reception, what I keep finding is, you know, the chief information officer at this company will say, hey, can you go talk to, you know, my competition, like in the normal workforce, to their cybersecurity experts, and just introducing me left, right, and center because they care about spreading the topic. I've also found organizations, whether it's the scout groups or educators or parents, sort of saying, hey, wow, can we, you know, share this with others? So I've been thrilled with it. And the ideas that have come out, again, by those players have been brilliant and fun. One example is a chief information security officer at a company approached me pretty close to when the book launched and said, now, wow, can I, my daughter's in Girl Scouts, can I take 100 copies, give it in this region, and then do a virtual reading event with the book? And that was so fun and successful for her, and she shared it with me. And, you know, one thing led to another, and then larger corporations came to me and asked me to do virtual reading events for their employees or their clients and their families. So what I'm finding is smart, devoted professionals are sharing it in creative ways that are making it bigger and louder and more spread, which has been just a blast.
Yeah, that's incredible and so good to hear. That's really refreshing.
It has been utterly refreshing. Yeah. And again, I'll go back to tipping my hat to the sector. The mission-drivenness of the sector has been, really fun. And you know, having come from the earlier part of my career, 20 years running nonprofits, it resonates with me.
Yeah.
The mission-drivenness, and so I'm having a blast with it. And frankly, it's bringing the book to places that I wouldn't have conceived of,
right?
But that I think are working really, really well for reasons that make a lot of sense.
That's wonderful. And so since a majority of us are finding ourselves working from home and utilizing the same networks as our children, ultimately for the foreseeable future right now, is a book like The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids helpful for CISOs? You kind of talked about that already, but is it helpful for CISOs and executives in encouraging family security?
So big time. And again, I learned this really through the CISOs who contacted me.
Okay.
You know, obviously, with the continuing waves of data breaches and network disruptions, companies have always made it key to do cybersecurity training for their employees in the past, right? Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
But with the sudden and huge shift to work from home and in many cases schooling from home settings, like, you know, the line between personal and professional use of digital tools and services, which was blurry in the past, let's face it, is now obliterated. Kids and parents are working on the same networks. They're sometimes sharing the same devices. And they're also following each other's habits. So CISOs and security executives are really finding that it's smart for business cases, since we're all connected, to be targeting the family market. Other reasons that they're mentioning beyond we're sharing devices, we're sharing networks, and again, really important to emphasize, we're sharing habits. You know, if you want your child to exhibit smart online cyber habits, you sure better be doing it yourself because they're watching you.
Right.
But also, if, you know, I'll also mention that the other way around is also true. Kids are awesome change agents in households. They make great Trojan horses, as we put it in, you know, with our books, to bring habits into households. So a really smart, social science-driven way to change habits in adults, as in your employees or your customers, is to educate children in their lives about habits. You know, back in my former career in public health, one of the best ways to get adults to wear seatbelts or stop smoking, et cetera, is to teach children about it,
right,
and they bring those lessons home. So a very smart investment for companies, not only recognizing that we're all connected, but also recognizing that kids are great change agents, is to actually target family education. The last sort of reason to do that is also, as you know, in the cybersecurity world and in the corporate world, we know we need many more experts than we're currently grooming.
Yeah.
So this is a long play, not the immediate one, but engaging kids at a young age to find interest and comfort and motivation towards this field you know, really is essential for businesses and for our nation. So for a variety of different reasons, CISOs are showing me that they're excited to be bringing in a focus on family security. Because it brings the topic into the home, into the hearts and into the minds and into the dinner table conversations of their workforce, and therefore serves their own goals at the same time as, you know, frankly, not just good for kids and good for parents, but good for their businesses.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, because something that we've talked about with other guests on the show is how do parents who maybe aren't in the cyber sector, how do they even begin to think about bringing that up as a potential career someday? You know, because kids have pretty good awareness and parents have pretty good awareness of lawyer, doctor, police officer, firefighter, nurse, or, you know, what have you. But, you know, security analyst isn't one of those things that's necessarily top of mind, but it can't, you know, it is something that people are starting to learn more about as being really an interesting field, an important field, and having great earning potential. So this, I see your point is kind of helping be the introduction of those conversations for folks when maybe they aren't comfortable.
Absolutely. And for that reason, I mean, I just opened up the book and, you know, one of the pages, which you I'm sure saw, but one of the pages for that reason and others, because I do like stimulating in the books just empowerment and yeah. excitement and motivation. One of the pages of the books is the title of the page says interview someone amazing.
Yeah.
And basically has an interview page where children are asked to, you know, they're told that their jobs that people do that protect people, protect information, find hackers, et cetera, and that they're called cybersecurity experts, and that they can work at banks and companies and government and universities and all sorts of places, and have your parents help you find one of these people and ask these 7 questions.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, you ask someone those questions, careers in cybersecurity are really exciting.
Yeah.
And when a child gets to put pen to paper and interview somebody in their community that does some of the work of a security expert, it's enticing. It's exciting. It opens the door. So, yes, I mean, aside beyond the, wow, this, you know, frankly, can be self-serving because by having my employee bring this to their child, it will bring it to their own mind.
Right.
By bringing the habit to a family conversation, it will instill that habit in my employee, et cetera. Beyond that, the idea of, you know, just exciting the next generation about this, the excitement, the challenge of this career option and learning it at a young age is pretty cool. The other thing I'll mention is, you know, again, social science tells us that habits that we form at a young age are more likely to stick.
Yeah.
So in a holistic way, if we want to create the next generation of mindful, critical thinking, secure, thoughtful, not just experts, but citizens, a great way to do that is to start educating children at a young age, because they'll be the employee of the future who doesn't click on the attachment, who's looking at protecting their device. You know, these habits stick.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I think that there's a variety of reasons that CISOs have been bringing it in. You know, it was really fun. We had during Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a bunch of organizations not only shared copies of the book with their employees, sometimes clients, but they also, like I said, thanks to the initiation, you know, really the instigation of one of our first clients, but a bunch of them had us do these really cute virtual reading events where they invited their employees or their clients, where they gave them copies of the book, and then they brought the topic into the homes, had me host a virtual reading event, but also had their security experts interjecting. So it was with the parents and the kids, sort of on a live conversation with the book as a sort of guidepost to the conversation, but very fun and interactive and really getting into the homes on this topic to build the conversations in households, but also have the security experts answer questions for the parents while I was answering questions for the kids. And it, the events also became just very formidable tools to connect to employees or clients or community partners.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And in addition to those types of partners, we spoke earlier to kids engaging in remote learning, and obviously that came on very quick, and a lot of, you know, school districts struggled with the infrastructure of tech to conduct remote learning. And so that's been very difficult for so many people. Would this be a good tool that educators could use as well to ensure that children are staying safe as they're remote learning?
Absolutely. I mean, look, educators, just like parents, were thrust into this. Wait.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I think did overall a remarkable job. I mean, everybody's had to rush to adjust and they have too.
Yeah.
And schools and educators have been more and more educating about cybersecurity and giving the basics and that sort of stuff. I give them tremendous credit for this. We have had some schools, school districts, scout leaders, WISE, YMCAs, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
Come to us to use the book as well.
Okay.
And I think the differentiating thing about the book, and they have good curriculum, they have good conversations, but I think the differentiating thing that we've heard typically about the methodology of our books is they really prompt conversation because they're not academic books or just straight stories. They, by the nature of being interactive books, activity books, teachers can use them with a whole classroom to get children talking back and forth. And one CISO from a company donated 500 copies of the book to a local school district, and another, and I so want to say their names because they're so terrific, but and another donated copies to, she's on the board of a Girl Scouts, local Girl Scouts group, and donated copies to them for them to give out and use for their cyber badge.
So the way
they've been used, you know, I think really is led by the fact that the book, I hope, is an impact, like it's informative, but it's also a very empowering book. And thirdly, prompts these conversations that eliminate kind of the, you got to do this, you ought to do this, you know, sort of the list making, you can't, you shouldn't, but empowers kids to learn the differences so that they embrace these smart habits. And they do so because on the other side, they realize, you know, wow, now I can do some really cool things online. And look at all these things I do. I play games. I do research. I read books. I listen to music. I share. And with all of these things comes, those things will be fun, will be a privilege, and will add to your life if you do them safely.
Yeah.
So you're more motivated and excited to do them safely and learn how to. And let's also face it, like none of us like to be tricked. And another element that I've really found resonated when we've been doing these virtual reading events is when you describe to a child sort of what hackers do, and they don't love the idea of being tricked and, you know, the game, it's almost like, hey, wait, I don't want someone to take advantage of me. And let me be mindful of this or this, or, you know, sort of like a Where's Waldo game, you know, let me look out for those posts that say, wow, you won, click here. You know, I'm going to avoid those. So sort of making the conversation into, not in a scary way, but in an age-appropriate way, hey, you know, here are some smart ideas and why don't you embrace them, has I think, really resonated among these groups and among those who want to share conversations about this topic. And let's face it, like you said, it's parents want their kids safe. And this is an area where, unless you're an expert, it's hard to be an expert to do it in the home setting. So hopefully the book will help parents as well.
Wonderful. And Ellen, is there anything else that you would like listeners to know? And one question I had for you was, where can they, in addition to watering can press.com, where else could they find the book?
Oh, thank you for asking that. The book is available as an ebook on Amazon, Apple, Barnes and Noble, and Kobo. So depending on someone's device, they would have to Google either my name, Ellen Sabin, or the title, The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids. And then for corporate buyers or bulk buyers, we're printing it on demand. So if there are organizations who have bought 1,000, 500, 10,000 in some cases, who are then often asking us to customize and brand the books for them. And for those who want printed copies of the book for their organizations or corporate uses with employees or with clients or partners, the best way to access that, well, the only way, is to contact us at Watering Can Press. So that would be emailing Ellen at wateringcanpress.com or info at wateringcanpress.com and contacting us about accessing printed supplies if they want to use them in programs. And if not, the ebook is available for everybody.
Perfect.
We've also had corporations who have bulk ordered the ebook, and then, for example, Amazon allows you to order, I think, as gifts up to $999 at once. And those organizations who would prefer to distribute it as an ebook have been able to do so easily through those online providers of ebooks. And then again, if organizations are interested in virtual reading events or other tools, tips and ideas and access that we provide, again, they can contact us at Watering Can Press.
Awesome. Perfect.
And I'm excited to work with any CISO or security executive. Like I said, I've been really touched and floored by the mission-driven values that I've seen in the sector, and would enjoy working with any, as well as any parent who just thinks this will serve their children.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Ellen, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I was honored to do so, and I appreciate that you like the book, and I hope it will serve your audience.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Hillary.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Ellen Sabin, President of Watering Can Press and author of the new book, The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids. The Super Smart Cyber Guide for Kids inspires children to develop valuable habits that will help them thrive in the digital world. It's an empowering and informative book that engages children ages 6 through 12 in developing smart cyber habits. To learn more, visit wateringcanpress.com. And for more on cybersecurity and cybercrime, you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.